بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. The chapter in regards to inheritance, which we call Mirath, Faraiz, the Ilm al-Faraiz, the knowledge of Mirath, inheritance, how to work out the shares. This is a great chapter, very, very important chapter in the life of a Muslim. In regards to inheritance, his estate after his demise, many are still planning what they are going to do. Some are waiting, when I'm going to get it. And we find sometimes also, because out of greed for wealth, there are those that are plotting also and planning how to take away the inheritance, the miras from their parents, from family members, some taking out life insurance policies, all in regards to what will happen to them after death. This all in the life of a Muslim has been taken care of by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رِيبَ فِيهِ هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says the Quran Sharif is a kitab, there is no doubt in it. Everything is absolutely clear. Every step of our life, every decision we make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us guidance in Quran Sharif. How to do it and how to plan it ahead. All this already has been planned by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and there is no doubt in it that this is best for us. The way that Allah Ta'ala has given us, this is the best way of life for a Muslim, that he submits to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So when it comes to inheritance, the detail Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives in Surah An-Nisa, in the fourth chapter, fourth part of Quran Sharif, after all the details in regards to the shares Allah Ta'ala has allotted, Allah Ta'ala specified. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the laws of inheritance in Surah An-Nisa in great detail. All the shares have been apportioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is all knowing. At the end of the verses of inheritance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, these are the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the limits. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ. In our homes we have limits with the children, with the wife. Businesses we have limits there also. And we say it very clearly, this is a red line. Don't pass this line. And we're very serious about it also. That there will be repercussions. There will be repayment time. We tell the wife, we tell the children also, I speak one time. I don't say it a second time. We tell the staff also, these are the limits. Don't step over. Don't bypass them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, these are the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ayat is after all the verses of inheritance and miras. That these are the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, those that will live within the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will admit him into gardens underneath which rivers flow, dwelling therein forever. That is the greatest triumph. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah Ta'ala says that once you will adhere to these laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this will be the repayment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will grant you Jannah, and that is the greatest success. And whosoever disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and transgress his bounds, he goes over the limits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit him into the fire, dwelling therein forever, and for him is humiliation and chastisement and punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala save us. In another verse of Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, indeed those who devour and eat the property of orphans unjustly are only consuming into their bellies a fire, and they will soon enter a blazing fire. Allah Ta'ala warns, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى. The orphans, that the parents, often in Sharia, is regarded as that immature nabalir, immature young boy or girl who has lost their father. Father is deceased, father passed away, he is left behind young children who are not baligh as yet. They are regarded as orphans in Sharia. They have a mother, although they have a mother, but the father is deceased, they will be orphans. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defends the rights of the orphans, and Allah ta'ala says, those who devour and eat up the property, the wealth of orphans unjustly, are only consuming into their bellies the fire, and they will soon enter a blazing fire. Here Mufassirin say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning them already, whatever you are consuming of the wealth of the orphans unjustly, you are using it for your own needs, or for your own avenues, then understand you're already consuming the fire of Jahannam. Meaning you're already in the fire of Jahannam as you are spending it. Other Mufassirin say, they give an example that a person has a matchbox in his hand. He has a matchbox in his hand, so he will say you have fire in your hand. Or a person has a gun in his hand. So we already call him a murderer. He's just waving it around. You say you're a murderer. That potentially you can kill someone. You have a matchbox in your hand. If you don't take care of it, you will burn yourself. In the same way, they say that person who has the wealth of orphans in his possession, they say just be careful that you don't burn yourself also. You should be so careful when it comes to the inheritance of orphans. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a group of people will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah with their mouths full of fire. When he was asked as to who they were, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, do you not see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, indeed those who devour the property of orphans unjustly are only consuming into their bellies fire, and they will soon enter a blazing fire. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that a group of people will be raised on the day of Qiyamah with flames leaping out of their mouths. When the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum inquired who they were, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, have you read in the Quran? And thereafter read the above verse. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has specifically given instructions to abstain from the wealth of two weak groups, two kamzor and da'if, weak groups of people, the orphans and the widows. Even though these are hadith specifically refer to orphans and widows, the ruling is general, can be the wealth of anyone. These two have been mentioned in the Quran Sharif because generally it is more difficult for them to demand their rights. When it comes to widows, when it comes to orphans, they cannot demand their rights. Therefore, those that are in charge should be very, very careful. And if the estate has come down to me after many years, and I have noticed that in the past there was some limits that were bypassed and they were trespassed by my father or grandfather or great-grandfather, then we have a responsibility to undo it. When a certain widow in the family, her share was not given. Certain orphans also. And ulama explain here also, when it comes to wealth, which Allah Ta'ala regards as dirty, something which is not pure and clean, but you should use it in a pure and clean manner. He also, when it comes to these that has come down to us, Allah Ta'ala give us the taqwa, we can undo what has been done before. Then take out that amount of wealth. That certain widow in the family was not given a share, go and give it to them. If she is deceased, then her family members, the du'as that a person will receive for them. He may be making some money with their, and here also, that wealth which comes with disgrace, humiliation. Ulama say, don't take any type of wealth with humiliation and disgrace. There's some taint in there. People say that there's something wrong with that. Doesn't belong to them. And you get wind of it. You say, don't keep it. Don't give it away. I don't need wealth like this. People have a claim in it. Go and give it away. And how much a person will get in return? Leave the barakat from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The du'as that he will get from those family people are priceless. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. SubhanAllah. Stop working on it.